Eyes of My Mother is the dark horror holiday film that you maybe were not hoping for, but we ended up with anyway. It's shot in black and white, calls to mind Darren Aronofsky's Pi, just a thoroughly disturbing, slow-paced, dark, saw-like journey into the depths of darkness. Movie starts with a little girl witnessing her mother's sort of murder and rape, and then her father's sort of response to that, which is to sort of take the killer and lock him up into a barn and keep him there for years and years. Needless to say, the young woman needs therapy and doesn't receive it over the course of the film. Hard to look at, sort of nauseatingly dark. The film really does put you in for one of the most unpleasant movie-going experiences of your life, definitely of the year. But for those looking for something to challenge their ability to enjoy sitting through things, this is a good challenge. So that being said, it's the what type of horror film is it? It's the horror of the self, the horror of the family. In this case, this time of year during the holidays, if you're questioning whether or not your dark family secrets compare to other families, then maybe just take a look at this film, because The Eyes of My Mother truly goes to places that most films haven't gone. So it starts out with the mother showing her daughter how to cut out the eyes of a cow and see through the eyes. She was an eye surgeon back in Portugal. And then people kind of just keep being taken apart. The young girl sort of takes the eyes out of the abductor killer, but keeps him around for decades, actually. Spoiler alert. Really, it's just a twisted film that calls to mind Christian Bale's American Psycho, except much more psychotic because of the pace. There's no cartoonish sort of metaphor for America, for how American culture turns sort of boys into evil men. This is just a dark, twisted story, and it's sort of memorable for the fact that it's a female protagonist, and that she sort of lures back a few other of her victims, with the theme being that it's an incredible feeling to kill. So that sort of female serial killer, which doesn't exist really in nature very much, is brought to life in cinema and in the year of sort of the female protagonist in all things cultural, political, and the backlash to that, certainly political. We see a unique take on a female serial killer, and really maybe the most unpleasant movie of the year, but also done very well. And if Eraserhead was mixed with Saw, this is what you'd see, with a little bit of Pie thrown in from Darren Aronofsky's Pie. Hard to watch, but unforgettable.